Good Thursday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Morgan Stanley.
And I'm Anna Palmer. There's a certain aroma starting to waft in Washington. It's the pronounced scent of jet fumes. President Donald Trump and Republicans are preparing to leave Washington today after a disastrous stretch that saw an intra-party civil war start anew and a healthcare bill collapse.
Here's what to watch. Trump will be in Palm Beach at Mar-a-Lago with the Chinese president. We expect the images and information to be tightly controlled. Congressional Republicans will head home, and we expect there to be sparks at town hall meetings and mounting frustrations about the inaction in D.C.
There could be one bright spot for Republicans. Late last night, after Speaker Paul Ryan and President Donald Trump met, the GOP leadership announced a procedural hearing on a narrow healthcare bill that creates risk-sharing pools. It's a small step at best, but Republicans are desperate to show some action on healthcare.
Our colleague Annie Carney is on the Ivanka beat, scooping that the first daughter met with the president of Planned Parenthood to talk about abortion. The back channel conversation has turned sour. Cecile Richards, the president of Planned Parenthood, took Ivanka to task over her silence on the healthcare bill.
Eliana Johnson, Ken Vogel, and Josh Dossie have the skinny on how Rebecca Mercer urged Steve Bannon not to quit. And on Capitol Hill, the Senate is bracing for nuclear fallout, with Senate Republicans poised to trigger the nuclear option today. But while everyone is focusing on Trump's SCOTUS pick Neil Gorsuch, Shane Goldmacher has a look at how Trump's team has already been eyeing Justice Anthony Kennedy's replacement.
In the juice, we've got the scoop that the United Talent Agency is hosting a party the night before the White House Correspondents' Dinner at FIOLA. Subject matters adding its first Republican, bringing on Jamie Wall, a former aide to GOP Senator Roy Blunt and Kit Bond. Wall comes on board from Honeywell International. And John Ossoff, the Democrat running in the Georgia special election to fill Tom Price's seat, raised an eye-popping $8.3 million.
Tune into the live stream this morning at 8:30 as we talk to House Freedom Caucus Chairman Mark Meadows, HFC Founding Chairman Jim Jordan, and Michigan Representative Justin Amash. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.